Right, Dean, if you can pass the headphones over to Colton.
Well, with pleasure.
Quick word with the victorious manager. I'm sure's exceedingly pleased with tonight's event, so just let me put his belongings down. Colton, excellent result, excellent performance all the way through.
Yeah, I've just said to the players, they've made me and Peter really proud. I mean, we've been pleased with them all season, and they've been playing well. We're a young squad, and we're a bit naive, and we're going to make mistakes, but that's what we're capable of.
Is that the kind of response that you wanted to see from the second half performance at Peterborough?
No, I knew that, to be honest with you, I take the responsibility for the result. At Peterborough, I should have made changes in the game, before the game. The boys, you know, Birch and Dorsey played three games the previous week, and then go away on international duty. They're going to be tired, but Peter and I talked about it. He said, how can you change a winning side? And, you know, I went along with Peter, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you make a decision, and I'm not saying it's Peter's fault. We both made the decision, and so overall part of the season, we've got to learn from silly things, another goal today from a mistake. But as I say, I'm proud of all the players, have been since the start of the season. And they got the just rewards tonight, because I think they have been unlucky as well in games this season against Rushden and Diamond, particularly here, where they battered them and they didn't get what they deserved.
Well, it was a terrific response, wasn't it, from going a goal down on 11 minutes with a penalty. You know, quite easily their heads could have dropped. As you said, there's a lot of young players out there, but it was a fantastic response from them.
Yeah, they got good character, and as I say, I know what I've brought to the football club, and given time, they're going to make mistakes, and they've got to learn from those mistakes. And but given time, they're all going to be going and be terrific players. I thought Alex Baptiste, for his first game of the season in midfield, was absolutely outstanding. Cokie's come in after taking a bit of criticism from me and gone out there and played like he can play.
Did all the right things, didn't he? Got the right foot,
yeah,
put in
did.
And everything.
He did. I wanted a little bit more steel in the side. Last year we kept 17 clean sheets, and I want to keep as many as we can, because I think we've got people who score goals in the team. So I can't say anything more than that. I mean, they thoroughly deserved it. I think they outplayed them, outfought them, and I'm just really, really delighted for everybody at the club. I'm pleased for the chairman, because he's given me a lot of backing, and it's good when things turn out this way.
Penalty takers, have you decided? Have you worked on anything before the game, or have you decided?
Pete asked me at the first interval. Who's the penalty takers? I said, Pete, I ain't going to talk about it till the final whistle goes. And I just asked who wanted to take one. That's the way it is. I mean, I knew, you know, Reese and Richie would want to take one, but they all put their hand up. They all wanted to take one. So, you know, that's the way it is.
And all
I said to them was this. They deserve to win the game if there was any justice. Pick your spot and go through it and forget it. After that, don't matter.
Well, we're the only team in Nottinghamshire that survived tonight. Forest have lost. Notts County have lost. So we're carrying the pride of Nottinghamshire into the second round of the Colling Cup.
No, I'm doing. As I say, I'm not really bothered. I just hope we get a home tie against somebody good, so we can challenge ourselves against them, and we can make a bit of money as well, and then I can get some more money off the chairman for a couple of players.
That's excellent, Colton. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On a terrific night's entertainment for everybody here. Let's hope we get a nice big bumper crowd in here on Bank Holiday Money for the Notts County game.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colton. It's Colton Palmer joining us there.